USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to troops in Iraq, marking the president's first visit to a U.S. military combat zone. Former CIA Station Chief Daniel Hoffman says trips like this are key for military personnel.
There's nothing more important to embassy staff than the president visiting and walking the ground and receiving what I think everyone would consider to be the most valuable briefings right on the spot from our best experts. It's also important for the president's relationship with the government of Iraq.
Hoffman was speaking there on Fox News. Folks are hitting the stores across America for day after Christmas shopping and returns. Hetha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A scam that bilked hundreds of people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars is uncovered. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It was the feel-good story you wanted to believe, but GoFundMe says it's refunded everyone who contributed to a campaign involving a homeless veteran from Philadelphia who prosecutors now say schemed with the New Jersey couple to scam donors out of over $400,000. They allege that Johnny Bobbitt conspired with Caitlin McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, to concoct the feel-good story about Bobbitt giving McClure his last $20 when her car ran out of gas. They raised the $400,000, but authorities say it was spent on luxury items and casino trips, mostly by McClure and D'Amico. In fact, the whole case came to light when Bobbitt ended up trying to sue them, saying he wasn't getting his share of the money, and that's when the story began to unravel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A troubling study came out that said more than 250 doctors who surrendered their medical license in one state due to medical malpractice were then practicing medicine in another state. The main reason? Because states do not check and they don't cross-reference when someone goes and applies for their medical license. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joins Fox News and says, we need to fix this.
You have physicians who, if they have voluntarily surrendered their medical license, and that means something really bad happened, but you voluntarily surrender your license to not have any action against you. But then they're going and practicing in other states. And so they found 250 doctors are actually doing this. But a larger number is actually people who have been disciplined in one state, meaning the board has taken action. They're now going to another state, and those actions aren't reportable on that other state. So patients are looking up their physicians in their state medical boards.
Dr. Sapphire explains.
The issue right now is we have a federal database that was started three decades ago for all of these reportable acts, anything from malpractice payouts, board actions, or hospital privileges being suspended. People aren't using this federal database. Most of the states, when they're licensing physicians, they're not even checking this database. So therefore, that information's not going on the state medical records. So the question is, what should we do? Should we have one centralized system that's run federally? Should we improve the robust state ones? And the second question is, should all of this information be made public?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.